Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, January 23rd of 2019. We're so happy to have you with us, wherever you may be and however you may be joining us this evening. My faith is that you receive everything that God has for you. Yeah, I'm gonna just get something and then be ready to get right back to it. Okay, here we are. But I'm so glad to have you. However you may be, and however you may be accessing the show. I want to start off with something. McDonald's has announced that they will be giving, having a bacon hour on the 29th, the day before the cheesy bacon fries and a couple other bacon things come out. So for 1 hour, you'll be able to get bacon like on a Sunday or a burger or a filet-o-fish sandwich. Unfortunately, there are two things about this that I really don't like. I don't like that it's only for 1 hour. I also disapprove of the fact that you only get two strips. Quite honestly, I think it should be unlimited. I'm not saying it to judge them. I just think the world needs more bacon. Take for what you will. Also, the cheesy nacho fries at Taco Bell come back out tomorrow. C-Store for pricing and other details. I remember when they were selling them for $1 when they first came out, but then Taco Bell decided to stop doing that due to what I would call extremely unfortunate circumstances. But they are coming back, at least. They are coming back. Oh, yeah. They are coming back with them. About a mile. Um, there's something else I want to mention also. Pepsi is doing Coke ads in Atlanta. No, Pepsi is doing ads in Atlanta, Coke Town. Big time ads leading up to the Super Bowl. They are doing this with the hopes of trying to increase big interest in the brand. Now, I've been to Atlanta. I kind of think it's an abomination when a place decides to have Pepsi there. Okay, it's not an abomination, but it would just be we'll just call it a month. But because there'll even be Pepsi inside the stadium apparently for that one day, even though the Falcons have an exclusive partnership, sponsorship with Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola company. So, I don't know how that's going to work. I guess for the Super Bowl, it's its own thing. That's just how it is. Just how it is. As you know, the Super Bowl is set for next Sunday, February 3rd. I can't wait. To watch that Super Bowl. Folks, I'm just going to tell you the plan real quick, then we're going to get into it. Here's the plan. We're going to pray, and then after prayer, we're going to open up the Word of God and go to 1 Samuel 4. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 11. Then we're going to exhort on it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about sports for a few minutes. But first off, I want to tell you guys about something. Listeners, I want to encourage you. Excuse me, let me refer you back. Yeah, listeners, I do want to remind you, please tell other people, you know, about this great show. Tell other people how they can be a part. By all means. Friends, family members, co-workers, enemies even. And to tell them. Just tell them how they can be a part. What you tell them is you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. And then in the search bar, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type in Upfront Entertainment, you'll see a link that says Live and Large. And I want you to click on that link. After you get on that, you'll see a button that says Miracle Man. Go ahead and click on that. from an absolute TV vet, you can go ahead and click on, hit that follow button. Because that follow button, once you hit the follow button, you'll start getting notified when we get ready, at least as I get ready to do my next shows. For example, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6:30, we'll start our next shows. And you'll be getting notified a little bit before showtime. Hey, the Miracle Man's going live in a few minutes. And then you can get ready, be notified. And we want you to know something. It is always a smart thing. Always a very smart idea, very good idea. So listen to this radio program on your smartphone, on your iPad, your iPhone. Your Note 7, as long as it didn't burn up. Or whatever device you got. Smart thing to listen to this radio program on your smartphone. And let me tell you something else about this program. All the shows we've done, all 260 plus of them, maybe 270 now, they're all archived. So you can go back and look at previous shows. Look at my previous football pitch. Previous teaching is done. And you can listen to them generally wherever you're at, as long as you have a good internet connection. Just like you can listen to this show a lot anywhere you are, as long as you have a good internet connection. We have a telephone number also that you can be a part of the show. And the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt and hear the prompt that says press 1 to call into the live show. Go ahead and press 1. Then you go to a call screener and then I'll say, hey, you say hi. And then, you know, you say who you are and where you're from, and then I'll let you on. You can talk a lot generally. Anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. If it's politics, I want to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you, over us. Praise God. Decide you can be a part of it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Where are you from? All right. We're going to pray. And then we're going to open up the Word of God to 1 Samuel chapter 4. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this radio program. I thank you, God, for these listeners. Thank you that they have made the choice to come on board and be a part of this radio program. From wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And I just thank you that you will have your way. And thank you that these people have minds to hear, see, and if they're ready to receive everything that you have for them. And Lord, I thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight. talking. I give you permission to just flow tonight, however you want. In Jesus' name. And I confess over the show that increases in listenership are coming to this show. We believe in Jesus that we're going to double the amount of people listening. And then, also, Father, we are believing you, Lord, for finances to come into the show. And we're believing you for partners to come on board the show who want to help us. And we're also, I'm believing you, Jesus, for salvation to take place on the straight show. Salvation, people giving their life to you, people repenting of their sins and coming back to you. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 4. Praise God, 1 Samuel chapter 4. We'll see what God has for us. Chapter 4. And Samuel's word came to all Israel. Verse 2. The Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. When the Israelites camped at Ebenezer, and the Philistines at the Philistines deployed their forces to meet Israel. And as the battle spread, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 of them on the battlefield. When the soldiers returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant." From Shiloh, so that it might go with us, and that it might save us from the hand of our enemies. So the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who was enthroned between the cherubim. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. When the Ark of the Lord's Covenant came into the camp, all Israel raised such a great shout that the ground shook. Hearing the uproar, the Philistines asked, "What's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp?" When they learned that the Ark of the Lord had come into the camp, the Philistines were afraid. God has come into the camp, they said. We're in trouble. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Woe to us. Who will deliver us from the hand of the mighty God? They are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the desert. Be strong, Philistines. But men, or you will be subject to the Hebrews. Now they have been defeated. But men, you be men and fight. So the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated. And every man fled. Into the slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. Well, that same day, a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went to Shiloh, clothes torn and dust on his head. And when he arrived, there was Eli sitting on his chair by the side of the road, watching because his heart feared for the Ark of God. When the man entered the town and told what had happened, the whole town set up a cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, "What is the meaning of this uproar?" The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old, and his eyes were set. And his eyes were hurt so that he could not see. He told Eli, "I have just come from the battle line. I fled from it this very day." Eli asked, "What happened, my son?" The man who brought the news replied, "Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses. Also, your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell off the seat backwards. By the side of the gate, and he broke his neck, and he died. For he was an old man in heavy, and he had led Israel for 40 years. His daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant, and near the time of delivery, she heard the news that the Ark of God had been captured, and that his father-in-law and her husband were dead. He went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pain. As she was dying, the women attended her said, "Don't despair. You have given birth to a son." But she did not respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the Ark of God and the death of her father-in-law and her husband." He said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." Chapter 5 now. After the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Then they carried the Ark into Egypt's temple and set it besides Dagon. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon, fallen on his face on the ground before the God, before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place. The following morning, when they rose, there was Dagon, falling on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. The head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. And his body remained. And that is why to this day, neither the priests of Dagon nor any others who enter Dagon's temple at Ashdod step on the threshold. The Lord's hand was heavy upon the people of Ashdod and its vicinity. He brought devastation upon them and afflicted them with tumor. When the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us because his hand is heavy upon us and upon Dagon." So they called together all of the rulers of the Philistines and asked them, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" And they answered, "Have the ark of the God of Israel moved to Gath." So they moved the ark of the God of Israel. But after they had moved it, the Lord's hand was against that city, growing into a great hand. He afflicted the people of the city. Both young and old, with an outbreak of tumors. So they sent the ark of God to Ekron. As the ark of God was entering Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, "They have brought the ark of the God of Israel around to kill us and our people." So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and said, "Send the ark of the God of Israel away and let it go back to its own place, or it will kill us and our people." For death had filled the city of 10. Hod's hand was very heavy upon it. Those who did not die were afflicted with tumors, and the outcry of the city went up to heaven. I'll read chapter 16, and then after that, though, we're going to switch gears to Hebrews 11. When the ark of the Lord had been in Philistine territory for 7 months, the Philippines called for the police and for the divine and said, what shall we do with the Ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it back to its place. They answered, if you return the Ark of the God of Israel, do not send it away empty. By all means, and they don't offer them. Then you will be healed. And you will know why the hand has not been lifted from the Philippines of what guilt offering should be sent to him. And replied, 5 gold tumors and 5 gold threats according to the number of the Philippines, because the same plague has struck both you and your rulers. Make models of the tumors and of the that are destroying the country, and pay honor to Israel's God. Perhaps he will lift his hand from you and your God and your land. Why do you harden your heart as the Egyptians and the Philistines did when you treated them harshly? Did they not send the Israelites out so that they could go on their way? Now then, let a new cart ready with 2 cows that have called and the cows and have never been yoked. Hitch the cows to the cart, but take their calves away and tend them up. Take the Ark of the Lord and put it on the cart. And then you check beside it, put the gold object that you are sending back to him as a guilt offering. Send it on its way. Keep watching. If it goes up to its own territory, or thus to me, then the Lord has brought this great disaster on us. But if it does not, then he will know that it was in the hand that struck us, and that it happened to us, but you. So they did this. They took 2 such cows, and they hitched them to the cart and pinned up their calves. They placed the Ark of the Lord on the cart and on the cart and along it, with us containing the gold wrap on the models of the tumors. And the cows went straight up toward Bethshemesh, keeping on the road and lowing all the way. They did not turn to the right order. The rulers of the Philistines followed them as far as the border of Bethshemesh. Now the people of Bethshemesh were harvesting their wheat in the valley. And when they looked up and saw the ark, they rejoiced at the sight. The cart came to the field of Joshua of Bethshemesh, and there it stopped beside a large rock. The people stopped you chop up the wood of the cart and sacrifice the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. The Levites took down the Ark of the Lord together with the chest containing the gold objects and placed them on the large rock. And that day, the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and made sacrifice to the Lord. Five rulers of the Philistines saw all this, and then returned that same day to Ekron. Those are the gold tumors that the Philistines sent as a guilt offering to the Lord. One with Ashdod, Gaza, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. And the number of the gold wrap was according to the number of Philistine towns belonging to the five rulers. Fortified towns of the country villages, the large rock on which sent the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. But God struck down some of the men of Beth Shemesh, putting 70 of them to death because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. The people mourned because of the heavy blow that the Lord had dealt them. And the men of Beth Shemesh asked, "Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, the holy God, to whom will the ark go up from here?" Then they sent messengers to the people of Jerusalem, saying, "The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up to your place." Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not just made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what came. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man, when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. by faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away before he was taken. Was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he learned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. With faith, he condemned the world and slept, and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, for heirs with him of the same promise. So he was looking forward to the city of foundation, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he is past age, Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful. He had made the promise. He fell from this one man, and he is good as dead, being descendant of numerous of the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. When they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. They had been thinking of the country they had left. They would have had opportunity to improve. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking forward to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover from the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer, firstborn, would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. After the people had marched around them for 7 days, by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced fears and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. There's 2 verses 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So, talk about what happened. So, the Ark of God, it traveled from place to place to place to place. Those people who were getting all those tumors and boils and everything else, that was because they weren't serving God. That's what that was for. They weren't serving God. That's why they were. They didn't believe that. They didn't believe. Often didn't. Those other groups of people didn't. Later on, at the end of chapter 6, that put 70 people to death because they looked inside of the ark. And apparently, they weren't supposed to be looking into the ark. They did, so the people got killed. Those 70 people. Those people who worship those other gods, they hated God. They thought God was way too harsh. But they got that was why they had all those oil. Then God put tumors on us? No. In fact, it is not God who inflicts it. And God actually said, I put none. I put none. I will put none of these evil diseases upon you. No. Not God's will for us to be sick and having the dealing with the virus. That's not the will of God. My God is for us to be healed, be healthy, be strong. But these people, or Philistines, they were serving other gods. You know, Ashtaroth, Dagon, those false gods, false gods, and they were into all of the wickedness that comes with that. And in addition, it had been predicted, God had said that Hophni and Phinehas would both die on the same day. Sure enough, both of them died on the same day. Both of them. They were very, very, very wicked in the eyes of God. And they got put to death. They didn't have forgiveness of sin back then. They didn't have forgiveness of sin. They didn't have Jesus, like how we do. They didn't have.
This year I'm being engaged. I'm going to next year and getting married. I created somebody else.
At all.
Who was also my first role.
They were wicked.
I came out of the house because I am sick of that in my room.
Not just in the eyes of humans.
He is treating me as so,
they were. We're so wicked.
No, I just.
When Eli heard that, he.
I need a break from him. Okay, Eric Shrek is 6 years old.
Yeah.
He's trying to pin
the blue on me for
being a stuff, which I haven't.
When Eli heard.
I can't ignore him.
That.
I'm sorry, but I can't ignore him because he knows.
Yeah. When Eli had heard that the ark of the Lord had been captured. Right
it's
then,
stop
fell off the seat backwards. That 98-year-old man, Eli, fell off that seat backwards, broke his neck, died instantly. Boom.
His house is a two-bedroom. He was a,
because he was old and he was.
No.
Heavier.
No, not tall. As much as I can, but he.
It doesn't say how he felt. I'm sure he felt very sad. And here's why. Made him super sad because his son, Hophni and Phinehas. Hophni and Phinehas.
I am under voice.
Did not. Hophni and Phinehas did not have God under him. Hophni and Phinehas did not live. The life
he
God that their father was. Neither one of them did. Both of them. Wicked in the eyes of Jesus.
He's causing trouble.
They were extremely wicked. In the eyes of God.
Well, only the
only
the
table,
and that's where he sits on his sofa.
I'm sure. Those of you who are listening, parents. The Bible says, train up your child in the way they should go.
Wow. He were annoying before.
Eli's kids didn't end up so well.
Are you kidding?
At all.
I don't train them.
But if you train them up the right way, they'll choose to stay with God. And they'll choose, and perfectly, they'll choose to live godly.
Okay. I see more of the ice.
And that is my prayer.
Yeah.
Is that these kids.
I don't mean that
these people who are listening, if they have kids.
It's okay after I get some
meat that. Those kids, the kids will choose to live for God with everything they have.
Yeah.
Jesus name.
And I figured I would.
In Jesus' name.
Because I hit pain first, and then you do something.
Lord God, I thank you for these words.
Now I feel like have it up and talk
for this great word. I thank you that every one of us, me, the listeners, that we will just get this in our hearts. Because I read a lot of chapters and a lot of verses.
But I wasn't tired of both.
Your word that we looked at tonight. Will stick with us forever and ever and ever.
He's done to me like six times.
Oh, and I pray, Lord God, that anyone who has prodigal children, whether it be a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, that child or adult, parent adult, will come back and live for God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now for some sports. The Michigan got a buzzer beater win last night. A buzzer beater. They won 59-58 over Minnesota. Had to make a final call to see whether or not it went in. Sure enough, it went in. And so now they are score number six. And their next game will be in a couple of days. Pistons at home tonight, taking on the Hornets. The NFC plays the AFC on Sunday in the NFL Pro Bowl, which is their All-Star game. The players from the Rams and the Patriots, those will be in the Super Bowl, who were selected for the Pro Bowl, they will just be reserve backup, not starters. They'll just be backups, who could be called upon, generally. They'll probably not be called upon to play. Michigan State, their next game is in a couple days for basketball. I forget who they play. Red Wings and hockey. They had another loss. So in the last 16 games, they've only won 4 games. Which, if you ask me, is not pretty. It's sad how far the Red Wings have fallen. It's sad. Especially in that brand new arena. The second season of being in that arena. It's sad to see what's happened. The good news is that in just a tad bit over a month, Tiger preseason will be starting. Now, next week, we'll be talking a little more about the Super Bowl and some of the events that are happening in Atlanta. I got a bonus kick on the NFL briefly. Someone might know the answer to this. Why is it that the NFL buys up like 30,000 hotel rooms for Super Bowl week? Why does the NFL buy so many hotel rooms? Do you think they do that so they can jack up the prices? Chuck, is that why you think they do it? I'm sure it's the NFL. I get it, it's a marquee event, but still. Why do they have to be so high and have so few to choose from? Nonetheless, folks, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's safe to say that Mercedes-Benz Stadium will have the roof on.
Hopefully
tomorrow is a little better than today.
What?
Shut up. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus.
I didn't.
And let's just say that.
Nope.
That no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drunk driver, no high driver, no rapist, murderer, suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no terrorist, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones, as we are going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
I'm getting buried in
the year. I love you. Next week, God first, God always. So long, everybody.